As master of my thought, I think success at all times. This is how the absolute philosopher thinks about thought. As master of my thought, I think success at all times. This is how the absolute philosopher thinks about thought. As master of my thought, I think success at all times. How can I think success at all times? How can I be success at all times? How can I know success at all times? How can I live in every organ, action, function of my body, in every cell of my being, in every cell of my brain, in every cell of my mind, in every, all that I am? How can I radiate that into the area of knowing I think success at all times? Now, success is not just monetary success. It's not just business success. It's not just family success. It's success in everything. Every single thing in the universe. Success is being one as all, fantastically, gloriously, lovingly, marvelously, in every possible way. As master of my thought, I think success at all times. As master of my thought, I think success whatever I do. Every attitude I have is success. Every glorious way of being myself, I do. That's what makes life so fantastic. That's what makes life so exciting. That's what makes life so interesting. It's what makes my world so unique and so delightful and so absolutely glorious. This is what it's all about. Yes, this is what it's all about. I am that I am. So, how do I think successful thoughts? How do I think thoughts of success when I am having a body that has a problem? When I have a physical ailment of any kind at all, how can I think I'm whole and perfect? How can I think I'm wonderful, I'm magnificent? How can I think I'm fantastic? How can I think I'm glorious? How can I think I'm all that so that at every moment I'm all that? How can I think that? How can I know that? How can I be that? How can I live that in every aspect of my being? How can I do that? How can I go contrary to the most obvious things that are right there, sticking their nose right in my face and saying, ha, you're ill, you're sick, you got a problem. Ah, what's this success talk, success thought? You think your thought's going to change your body? You think your thought's going to make your body whole and perfect? Your thought's going to lift up your body and make it no longer be ill? Is that what you think you're going to do? You think you can do that? And my answer to myself is yes. I know that according to how I think my thoughts, that's how my life is. I know that according to how I have attitudes in my mind, and attitudes are thoughts, how I have these attitudes in my mind and how they make my life feel wonderful and glorious, how they make my life feel fulfilled and good, how they make me feel that I am 10 feet tall, that I'm successful, that I'm healthy in spirit, mind, and body, that I'm healthy in all that I am. And this is what it is. It's a matter of making me feel that I'm healthy in all that I am, making me feel that I'm wonderful in all that I am, making me feel that this life is so fantastic, so glorious, so super. It is just unbelievable. It is unbelievable in every glorious, fantastic way. Yes, it is. Now, can I do that? Can I live in that glorious, fantastic way? Can I know who I am? Can I enjoy who I am? Can I be who I am? And the answer is yes, of course. I can be who I am if I want to. I can be anything I want if I want to. I can have any type of life that I want to live if I want to. It's just a matter, it's up to me. What do I want to do? What do I want to have? What do I want to think? What do I want to say? What attitude do I want in my mind? What attitude do I want in my world? What attitude do I want in my every attitude about myself? What attitude is the most important attitude for me? Do I let an opera singer come in the middle of my thought and my song and say, "Listen to me"? And I say, "Not right now. Right now, I just like to have a little bit of beautiful music in the background, just a little bit of beautiful, sensitive, caring music, and I want to be just myself. I want to be peace." And I, as master of my thought, I think success at all times. So I am peace. My thought is, I want to be successful at being peace. Oh, yes, that's true. I want to be successful at being peace. How do I do it? By taking my consciousness, by taking my attitude, by taking my thought, and turning it on to who and what I am and being it. Yes, that's what I do. That's what I am. That's what I think. That's how I feel. That's all that matters to me or to anybody else in my universe. That's all that matters. So when I think these thoughts, when I am these thoughts, when I live these thoughts, when I have these thoughts consistently in my mind, then I am that which I think about. And I think success. I think success in my health. I think success in my wealth. I think success in all the things that I think are important to me. I think success in all the areas of my life that are important to me. And all areas of my life are important to me. All areas are important to me. And because all areas are important to me, all areas radiate out, radiate throughout my life exactly what and where I am. As master of my thought, I think success at all times. I am divine. As a master, I think I am divine. I think a successful thought of being divine. What does a divine being do? How does a divine being act? How does a divine being... All to the highest and best. Oh my goodness, yes. Pure unconditional love. I deal in every response to life. I deal in every response to life. That's success at all times. I deal to every response in life. I am independently wealthy. I am surrounded by friends. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My world is harmonious and balanced right now. I am peace. I am wonder. I am magic. I am all. When I say these things and live these things and compose these things in my heart, my mind, and my soul, they are my life. And that's the life I choose to live. That's the life I choose to have in my world. That's the life that means to me whatever life can mean to me. It's the only thing that life means to me. It's the only thing that I am. It's the only thing that I can ever be. I am that I am. Yes, whatever I say to myself, I say, I am peace. I am success. In everything I do, I am success. In every attitude of my mind, I am success. I like myself. Think of it. It's no more than the truth about yourself. It is your reality. It is that which you always were and always will be. It's that which you have made as your choice of your direction in life. And this is what you are. And this is what you and I know you are. And this is all that matters forever and ever and ever. This is all that matters forever and ever and ever. This is all that matters forever and ever and ever. And I claim it, I name it, I enjoy it, I live it. Oh yes, I live it. And I bring it forth in my life every moment. Every moment of my life. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is why I am. And I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. And so it is.